With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Straight up with no chaser.
Let's drink!
You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on Rochester's sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
All right, we're back. The sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Yeah, we got to shift gears here. If we keep talking about the Sabres, my head might explode.
No, let's have some fun here, okay? Yes, you may be sad that the NFL season's over. You may be wanting the combine and free agency and the draft and the schedule release and all that exciting stuff. But we have something that's going to satiate you.
Give me some hot AAF talk, Gene.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to turn it on. I'm going to guarantee you're going to be like, oh, that guy. Oh, I had that guy on my fantasy team. Yes, Bishop Sankey. He was terrible. But here he is joining us, Ryan Talbot. And Ryan, you got to laugh here because Danger and I were saying earlier in the week, well, gosh, there's got to be a lot of Buffalo Bills connections to this new league. And well, there was your article on NewYorkUpstate.com, all the Buffalo Bills involved, the former Buffalo Bills, I should say, in this new league. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How have you been?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm doing great.
All right, so let's talk about this league, because I initially thought, all right, there's no question. I'll be watching this league because I'm a football degenerate. And then as the season gets longer and longer, I think to myself, you know what, I could use a little bit of a break from football. And short of something spectacular, I don't know what's going to draw me in to the AAF, but you have compiled quite the impressive list of players and coaches and personnel and even the co-founder of the AAF with Buffalo Bills connections. Talk about it, Ryan.
Yeah, you know, this league, Bill Polian is the co-founder. Obviously, he's a guy that I think is in good standing with the NFL. I think this is a league that has a chance to survive for that reason, because I think it's more of a developmental league than anything else, which whether or not you'll have eyeballs on the product, that's what's going to come down to, is are fans willing to watch a league that maybe isn't up to par, obviously, in terms of the quarterback play and things like that. But there's a lot of really interesting things about AAF football. And you know, we can talk about the former Bills, such as Pete Metzlars, who's coaching in the league. Some players that were with the Bills up until this year, like Colton Schmidt and Keith Tolbridge, and some other players, former draft picks like Tyrell Richardson. But the one thing that this league has going for it is I think they have some pretty innovative rules that could eventually find its way to the NFL.
Well, give us some of those. One of those being, I was reading, Ryan, that the eye in the sky, for instance, that you will have an official that says, no, you know, that's not right. We're going to overturn that instantly. Is that one of the things you're talking about?
Yeah, the sky judge. Sky judge is the ninth official, so he'll be watching, and if there's a blatant pass interference and there's no flag on the field, he can call down to the official and say, listen, you missed it, that you need to drop the flag and call this play, or if there's targeting, they can do that too. This league has eliminated kickoffs. I think that's something that the NFL is already kind of maybe considering or shifting gears to here in the next few years. No extra points, all two-point conversions. That's something that I think we could eventually see in the NFL. And perhaps my favorite thing here is if you're trailing by, I believe it's 17 points or more in the fourth quarter with something like 5 minutes left, I think I read, you can instead of an onside kick, you can go for a fourth down conversion pretty much, where if you convert the fourth and 10 or fourth and 12, something along those lines, you get to keep the ball, and then you're pretty much at your own 40-yard line at that point if you convert. And if you fail, the other team takes over in great field position. So it's a one play, one shot to get this conversion as an alternative to the onside kick. So that's something, too, where if you watch the NFL this year, very few onside kicks were recovered. So this is an innovative way to let teams that are trailing get back into the game.
It's funny. I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I thought you were going to say that if a team is up with 17 points and 5 minutes left to play, they were going to call the game, which would be like, oh, that would make sense because you're shortening the game, and we all have shorter attention spans in 2019. But no, okay, so there are some significant differences in how this game is going to be played versus an NFL game. But what about that, Ryan? Do you see with that added official, the sky judge, that these games will have a steadier pace, a quicker pace, and actually outpace NFL games?
You know, that's their plan. That's what they've been saying. They say that they plan to have these games wrapped up in a shorter time span than the average NFL game. There's a 35 second clock rather than the NFL's 40 second clock. So they have done a few different things to already speed it up a little bit. Whether or not they hit those targets will be seen, but that's something that I'll be keeping an eye on this weekend as well.
We're talking to Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. You can read his article if you're looking for all these Bills connections. And well, if you're going to start with them, let's start with the Hall of Famer, Bill Polian, who's the co-founder of this league. And I mean, that's a really good get for this league because ultimately, do you think this league is trying to get some sort of official blessing or a minor league? I mean, is that the end game here, Ryan, as far as what this league is about? Can they become the feeder system officially for the NFL? And if that's the case, Polian would be a great guy to help facilitate that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I think they're trying to do. One, they're not competing head-to-head with the NFL. They're playing right after the NFL season is over. So this gives some players an opportunity to really have the spotlight on them that maybe they never got those opportunities in training camp or never got a chance to hang on a 53-man roster and they've been sitting away on a practice squad somewhere. This gets them live game action, and this gets them those opportunities to latch on with the team come the summertime and get into those training camps. So, you know, while I'm still skeptical about the quarterback play, you know, Christian Hackenberg is one of the starting quarterbacks in this league this weekend, and that kind of tells you everything you need to know about that position. There are some talented guys, that, at least in college, where they were coming out, and you thought, okay, they might find another opportunity in the NFL that they probably wouldn't have had if it wasn't for this league.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We had an APB out on Ted Cottrell. We found the Bills' former defensive coordinator. He's the linebackers coach for the Birmingham Iron. I mean, I know I'm dating myself. It feels like just yesterday that Ted Cottrell was a big name that was being recycled around the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of got excited when I found that name and I saw that connection. He kind of fell off the face of the earth, like you said. His last football coaching job was in the UFL, of which I'm sure many of the listeners today will remember vividly. He was there for 1 year. They went winless, and then he kind of walked away from the game. And now all of a sudden he's back in it, you know, with the Birmingham Iron. So I'm excited to see him back in action. You know, there's some more recent coaches like Donnie Henderson that's in this league as well coaching. Who else am I thinking? Oh,
Dennis Thurman.
Dennis Thurman, yes. Dennis Thurman as well. So, yeah, some guys that were here somewhat recently too that are going to continue their coaching careers.
And there's a former Buffalo Bill. And it's funny how time plays tricks on your mind, because if I asked you, well, okay, when was Pete Messelars, he was just with the Colts. No, he hasn't been with the Colts since 2011. In fact, he hasn't been in the NFL since 2015. Messelars also getting a job in this league, Ryan.
Yeah, offensive line coach with the Atlanta Legends. So like you said, he's kind of been out of the NFL game for a while, but this gives him another opportunity to show what he can do with this unit here, and maybe it gets him some kind of assistant job in the NFL this fall. Maybe it gets him a job in the league next season. You know, obviously he wants to use this to springboard his career again as well, just like the players do.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia with some hot AAF talk. I forgot that Matt Sims was here for a cup of coffee, and Matt Sims opting to not return to the Buffalo Bills, rather re-sign or remain on the practice squad for the Atlanta Falcons in 2015. He will be the backup quarterback for the Atlanta Legends. Matt Sims, Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Sims. I kind of forgot about that whole story, too, where the Bills tried to re-sign him in year because they had an injury And he kind of said, yeah, no, thank you. I think I can, you know, I have a better chance to kind of stick around in this league with the Falcons and on their practice squad, which, you know, maybe that was true because he stuck around in the league until 2017. But he's another guy that, you know, he's a backup right now. But if Aaron Murray doesn't have success early, maybe he gets a chance there, or if there's an injury in this league. So he's another guy that just probably wants to get another shot in the NFL, another crack at it, whether it's as a backup, a number three quarterback, whatever the case may be. But these are guys that are hanging on for their careers and just trying to stick around as long as they possibly can.
Some people will talk about the Bills' great comeback against the Houston Oilers. I, in my heart, will always say second on that list will be that game against the Chicago Bears last year, preseason game number 4, tongue-in-cheek. A.J. McCarron and everybody cut the next day, but boy, they went out in a blaze of glory. The answer to the trivia question, who had the winning touchdown in that it was Keith Tolbridge, and you brought up Tolbridge. Tolbridge cut by the Bills. He's going to be on this Atlanta team. And for somebody like that, Ryan, who was in a camp right to the very end, how does this work with the NFL? Because I'm trying to think of the timeline, because I would think that somebody, at the very least, you have these teams that they got to round out the 90-man roster bringing to camp. So for somebody like Keith Tolbridge, is this league end early enough so if he's allowed to sign on with, say, the Bills again or some other team that wants to bring him into camp?
You know, I don't know how that would all work. I know it's a 10-week schedule, things like that. So I think it might allow him to latch on somewhere. I know there was a little bit of an issue that came up with Josh Johnson. He was actually on one of these rosters, one of the first quarterbacks actually taken. And then when Washington signed him, they had to release him from his contract in the AAF. And I don't believe he's on a roster right now in this league because of how he played in the NFL, given his opportunity. So I think if a team maybe shows interest, they might just have that flexibility to say, yeah, we'll let you out of that contract. We'll let you join this NFL team. But this is, again, a great opportunity. The Bills obviously saw something in this guy where they brought him back to the practice squad this season. They didn't offer him a futures contract at the end of the year. But at the same time, they thought there might have been something there to at least say he's a guy that has NFL potential. So if he plays really well with the Atlanta Legends, and, you know, when you look at the quarterback situations around this league, I think they have one of the better ones with Aaron Murray and with Sims. If he shows out and does great, well, at least he could at least replace someone come training camp time or get that opportunity to latch on somewhere in this league.
Ryan, you mentioned Josh Johnson, and I think to myself, if that was the first overall pick in the AAF draft, and he's the guy that the Redskins called up in desperation to help them finish off the season when they were in desperate need of a quarterback, is that the ceiling for what we can expect from a talent level or a level of play in the AAF? Because if that's the case, I might need to see it with my own eyes before I believe that this is a product worth watching. And I would say that for really any position. I mean, another ex-Buffalo Bill that you mentioned is Kalen Clay. Like, is the ceiling for wide receivers somebody like a Kalen Clay in the AAF?
Right now, it appears that's the case. I will say that, you know, I think that those opportunities will get better. Those players will get better in this league when you have a few NFL drafts coming and there's a few players that don't latch on with teams that maybe go to the AAF or sign in with the AAF instead of maybe going somewhere else, going to the CFL possibly or something like that, where they can then develop on these rosters in time. But right now, yeah, I mean, there is kind of a little bit of limit in terms of talent. I was talking about Christian Hackenberg earlier. He beat out Zach Mettenberg, I should say, former Titans quarterback. Yeah. So, you know, those are the types of quarterbacks you're going to see. And that is my one big question going into this weekend, starting to watch these games. How good is the quarterback play going to be? Because you need to be somewhat competent to make these games entertaining. And there's a lot of unknowns there at the quarterback position.
Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. You can read his work. Let's get your take here on some of these Bills stories that have happened over the past week. It was less than a week ago. The Bills announced their new quarterback coach. Man, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. They went back to the Carolina well here. The connection to Ken Dorsey, or in your opinion, is Ken Dorsey a guy that really he's a good fit here? Your thoughts on Ken Dorsey, new quarterback coach for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, I liked the hire. You know, obviously Sean McDermott had some interest in him right out of the gate because they interviewed him for the offensive coordinator job in 2017. So it's clear that the team thought highly of him, that Bean and McDermott thought highly of him. He didn't end up getting that job, obviously. But when they had this opening come up here at quarterback's coach, you know, Ken Dorsey makes a lot of sense. He held that job, that specific job with Carolina Panthers for many years. And Cam Newton, you know, speaks very highly of him. And if there's a quarterback that you want to, that you can compare Josh Allen to, I think Cam Newton's a pretty good one. Some accuracy issues, some athleticism, bigger quarterbacks that can move very well. So I can see where the Bills said, okay, here's a guy that had some success coaching Cam Newton. We have a quarterback that's pretty, you know, raw still, some guy that could really benefit from having this type of coach come in, because we've seen the results and we've seen what he can do. So I like that hire. I like the fit. It makes a lot of sense, in my opinion.
Ryan, without pressure, you can't create that diamond. Ryan, you bring in Ken Dorsey. You interviewed him to be the OC. Brian Daboll is your OC. If Brian Daboll doesn't get this offense going in 2019, I mean, that puts pressure on him. I mean, you know, for the sake of continuity, I don't want to see anybody out of a job or see the Bills move on from Brian Daboll. But, I mean, essentially, bringing in Dorsey is your insurance policy should things not improve on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think it's an insurance policy in both scenarios. Let's say that the offense takes off this year, and all of a sudden Daboll is a head coach candidate. Well, then you have Dorsey, who's been here for a year and has been picking up the offense and probably incorporating his own things along his time in his coaching career. So I think it could work out both ways, where if Daboll's offense takes off and he becomes a head coach candidate, great. You have Dorsey there, a guy that you already interviewed for that position a few years back. And if the offense sputters out and doesn't do well, yeah, you have a guy that you're familiar with that you have confidence in that you could promote in season if need be.
Ryan, we had earlier on our show this week Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald. I'm sure if you're familiar with the story. He kind of broke there that, well, the Dolphins are all but saying that they're going to tank. Nature brings up an interesting point here. Like, well, sure, that we might pencil in the Buffalo Bills for two wins, but gosh, when you look back with the Buffalo Bills, I mean, they didn't go the full-on tank mode, but they clear a lot of dead weight, and somehow they ended up in the playoffs. So would that be a trap for us to just kind of assume that this Dolphin team will be 1-15 and life will be good? Or, you know, the way this league is, anybody that's going to end up on that 53-man down in South Florida, well, they're playing for their livelihood, and maybe they'll end up being something.
Yeah, that's just it. Players aren't going to tank, you know. The front office can say, or they can, the people in the media can say that they're tanking, but no player is going to be tanking because they're playing for their careers, like you said. I think it's going to come down to what they do at quarterback. You know, Ryan Tannehill, it's believed that they're parting ways with him after having him on board here for many, many years, and he never quite reached that ceiling that they thought he could. So what do they do to replace him? Is it a scenario where they trade for a guy like Joe Flacco? Is it a scenario where they maybe sign a Tyrod Taylor or something like that? Are they going to go in the draft? If they're really tanking, they're tanking for 2020 in that quarterback class. So I can't imagine if tanking is their true plan in the front office that they would take a quarterback early. So it's going to come down to the quarterback play, just like most things do in this league. But when you do look at their roster, I mean, they don't have a lot of talent at a lot of positions compared to some other teams on paper. And they don't have a very good cap situation going into this year. So I could see the scenario where they're in play for a top two or top three pick in the 2020 draft.
Ryan, appreciate all the work you're doing at NewYorkUpstate.com. Love the hot AAF football talk. What else are you working on for the site?
Oh, we have a lot of draft coverage coming up here soon, especially when we get to the NFL Combine. We'll have a tracker of who they visit with, who they meet with. We have a fun little free agency, I guess you'd call it a game, coming out tomorrow, or a little activity that I think Bills fans will enjoy that'll be up on the site. So, you know, any news that we can have that keeps Bills fans entertained, that's what we'll be looking out for on NewYorkUpstate.com.
All right, Ryan, over under how much time you estimate you're going to watch the AAF this weekend? 1 hour. Over or under, what are you doing?
I'm going over. I have thrown my support to the Atlanta Legends and Pete Metzelaars, so I'm going to watch that game, and that'll go over an hour. So I'm going to give them a legitimate shot this weekend. That, you know, some of these games are on CBS. There's one on NFL Network, one on CBS Sports Network. So they do have some actual TV time this weekend, and I'm interested enough to see the quality of play here in the first opening weekend.
All right, Ryan, we'll check in with you later this AAF football year to get
the
your
AAF
take.
Bowl, right?
Yeah, we got to see what the championship is looking like. We've got the odds. The early odds say that it's Arizona and Salt Lake are the two best teams. We'll see how it all shakes out here as the AAF begins their inaugural season. Ryan, thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. You can read his work there, including all of the Buffalo Bills connections inside the new AAF Football League.
Danger, you are over under you watching more than an hour.
I openly admit I'm going to go over an hour this week.
I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under. I could see me passing it, scanning through the channels, stopping, like a car accident, stopping, looking, and then moving on with my day.
Just the way the calendar falls, how the Sabres are on Saturday afternoon, so is Syracuse. The Sabres are on Sunday afternoon. Nothing's going to clutter up your way if you want to watch this sports-wise. Maybe you're into the NBA. Maybe you have a favorite NHL team. But to me, that's Saturday night and actually the Sunday night game. And by the way, there's no NFL this weekend.
I don't like it. Guys, it's been a busy winter. Now it's almost Valentine's Day. This is your chance, your big moment. Bring the romance to the table with a gift card to the spa at the Del Monte. She's not always going to tell you what she wants, but you know that a gift card to the spa at the Del Monte will show her you've been paying attention. Make the right move and purchase gift cards in-store or instantly online at DelMonteSpa.com. We have NFL appetizers next, Gino, including, unfortunately, another surgery for Jim Kelly.
So more on this story about the Chiefs GM and Patrick Mahomes not happy with the basketball talk. More AAF hot talk for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Flores rounding out his staff in Miami.
NFL appetizers brought to you by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. More next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.